All right, let's go to Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores now, and find out about Vanderbilt's matchup in the first round. That'll be G-Dub for the Commodores. Joe, how are you?
I'm doing fine. We're just in the middle of trying to figure out travel arrangements to get to Sacramento.
That's a short trip.
It's not a problem. It's amazing the work that has to go into it once there are 65 teams that sit around and find out that they're going into the tournament, and then everybody shifts into high gear of trying to figure out how you're going to get there and where you're going to stay and being in contact with the travel people that work with the NCAA and trying to find out your game times and all those kinds of things. And the coaches are obviously trying to get game film on the opponent, so there's not a lot of sleep that's gotten on Sunday night.
All right, Joe, repeat after me. Kunjia.
Okay.
And Achenbad.
Okay.
Talk about their team. Obviously, they're going to extend their defense, play that pressure D, try to force turnovers. I think that's a good matchup for Vanderbilt.
I think it's going to be interesting to see how teams will deal with this group because it's a unique kind of team, and in the conference you're used to seeing each other twice, and people know everybody pretty well. And I would imagine that they'll probably try to get hold of the Arkansas tape and see what they did, because Arkansas was pretty effective for the most part against Vanderbilt in the two meetings. But I think our guys are just looking forward to playing somebody else, obviously, and seeing if they can use that four guard, if you will, look to their advantage. Because I think it's going to be a challenge for some teams to play. I would imagine most people, when they saw the brackets, thought it was pretty good. If you're going to get a six seed, and I'll be honest, I thought maybe we had dropped to a seven or so after the tournament, and to stay at a six, I thought was pretty good for Vanderbilt.
How hard will it be for the guys to kind of put that Arkansas loss behind them? Because I know Shane Foster, for one, and a lot of the others really took that one hard.
I would imagine the good thing about it is you've got more basketball to play. The fact that they knew they were in the NCAA tournament and that it didn't cost them a bid, it wasn't that kind of thing, I think that makes it a little easier to deal with. And now you focus, because it's going to be a whirlwind now. You're going to be at home today, and then tomorrow you're going to fly to California, and then Wednesday you're going to go through your official practice session out there, and then Thursday afternoon you're going to play and hopefully go through it again on Friday and Saturday.
Women's pairings will be announced tonight. What are you expecting for Vanderbilt there, a 2 or 3?
Well, I think they're campaigning awfully hard for a 2, and given the way they finished the year and given the way they won the Southeastern Conference Tournament Championship, beat LSU twice in a week, I think they make a strong case for a 2 seed, and we'll have to wait and see. But, certainly no worse than a 3, but a great case for a 2.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot.
Okay, guys, see you later.